It began with a somber topic, the F5 tornado in Joplin that killed 161 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Governor Nixon paid tribute to the victims and survivors. Then he got into the meat of his address, where he made his pitch to boost the state's economy.
That strategy builds on the granite foundation of fiscal discipline that we have laid here in Missouri. By balancing our budget, holding the line on taxes, making government smaller, smarter, and more efficient.
Nixon's budget for next year contains $508 million in cuts. They include nearly $192 million in reductions to Medicaid, a $106 million cut to higher education, restructuring $41 million worth of debt, and other cuts. Meanwhile, the governor is proposing a $5 million increase for K-12 schools.
For the past 3 years, even in challenging budget times, we've maintained level funding for our K-12 classrooms. This year, we're going to take the next step. The budget I present tonight provides record funding for our K-12 classrooms because it's the right thing to do.
The $5 million increase still falls short of fully funding the state's K-12 foundation formula. Nixon injected politics into his speech as well as he called on lawmakers to restore campaign contribution limits. That likely won't happen with a GOP top-heavy General Assembly. And the governor took a swipe at Republican leaders for not reforming the state's tax credit system.
Over the past 4 years, more than $2 billion in state tax credits have been redeemed. We all know that dollars spent on tax credits are dollars we can't invest in other critical priorities.
House and Senate Republicans were unable to compromise last year on the role tax credits should play in the state's economy, and there's no indication so far that they've budged this year. But they put up a united front last night as two high-ranking Republicans from each chamber delivered the GOP response to the Democratic governor's address. They took the place of Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, who chose not to challenge Nixon for governor. Kinder had delivered the last three Republican responses. Kurt Schaefer of Columbia chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. He took the governor to task over education funding.
Over the past 3 years, state funding for school districts and teachers has been slashed and underfunded by 7% or $232 million. And funding for Missouri's public higher education institutions and scholarships has been reduced by more than 14%.
House Majority Floor Leader Tim Jones criticized Nixon's handling of Missouri's economy. He accused the governor of, quote, not doing his homework prior to announcing incentives for a failed artificial sweetener plant in the town of Moberly.
The company went bankrupt and the city of Moberly was left with tens of millions of dollars of debt and zero new jobs. Instead of taking responsibility, Jay Nixon pointed fingers and even claimed he doesn't run his own department.
Other items in the governor's budget include the elimination of more than 800 state jobs, but the state workers who remain will be getting a 2% raise 1 year from now. Governor Nixon's entire spending plan for fiscal year 2013 comes in at just under $23 billion. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.